I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a Wyoming state lawmaker says there will be no cut to Medicaid funding for tribal members on the Wind River Reservation, and a South Dakota tribal leader issues a proclamation banning ICE and Border Patrol from entering the Pine Ridge Reservation. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Wyoming, lawmakers backtracked this week on what many, including some lawmakers, believed was a big proposed cut to tribal Medicaid funding. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more. The trial of Native advocate Nick Tilson ended in a hung jury this week. Tilson's still indicted, and the state has the option to drop the charges or press forward, as South Dakota Public Broadcasting C.J. Keene reports. Oglala Sioux Tribal President Frank Starr comes out has issued a proclamation banning ICE and associated Border Patrol agents from entering the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. It's in response to ICE activities and recent shootings in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The proclamation states U.S. Border Patrol is assisting ICE in, quote, unlawful conduct against Native people in Minneapolis. Meanwhile, Minnesota tribes, including the Red Lake Nation and Mille Lacs Band, are closing tribal government operations Friday as part of a nationwide strike. ICE out, no work, no school, no shopping is in protest of the ICE presence in Minneapolis. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.